This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans will be traveling for the July 4th holiday. The AAA expects more than 50 million of us will be going somewhere. They say this will be a record-breaking July 4th for travel. The airlines have been struggling to keep up. Travelers waited out widespread delays at the nation's airports yesterday. Delays ran several hours at some airports in the Northeast yesterday as thunderstorms pounded the region. The drifting smoke from those wildfires in Canada is worrying many here in the U.S.
Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is spilling throughout the Great Lakes region and in parts of the central and eastern United States. Michigan health authorities issued an air quality alert for the entire state. In Chicago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency categorized the air as unhealthy and urged young people, older adults, and residents with health issues to consider more time indoors. The National Weather Service says low pressure over the eastern Great Lakes region is sending smoke in northern Quebec to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois. I'm Norman Hall.
Several people known dead in a Russian missile attack that hit a crowded pizza restaurant in Kramatorsk, Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this story.
As well as the deaths, well over 50 people were wounded in the attack in Kramatorsk on Tuesday evening. The Russian missile struck a local eatery frequented by journalists, aid workers and soldiers who use the city as a base for operations. The city lies only a few miles from the front line. At least three children are among the dead. Ukraine's state emergency service, as rescuers are continuing to clear rubble from the site and searching for more survivors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France is calling for calm after violence following the death of a 17-year-old delivery driver who was shot and killed in a Paris suburb during a police check. This is AP News. Now to kidnappings in Mexico.
14 state police officers in southern Mexico have been abducted. Federal and local forces have been deployed in the search for the 14 officers who were abducted on Tuesday. An official with the state police force says the agents were traveling to the capital of Chiapas in a personnel transport truck when they were intercepted by several trucks with gunmen. The official says there were also women in the truck, but they were released while the 14 men were taken away. Violence in the Mexican border region with Guatemala has escalated in recent months amid a territorial dispute between the Sinaloa cartel, which has dominated the area, and the Jalisco New Generation cartel. I'm Donna Water.
The Dow gained 212 points yesterday. The S&P was up 49. The Nasdaq rose 219 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.